Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economic. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for at least. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad mouthing you. And O'Reilly. They can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. Even though you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marching never changed anything.
All right. Today's podcast is titled Hopkins Park, Mother Baltimore, and Community Creation. All right. Hopkins Park, Mother Baltimore, and Community Creation. 619-768-2945 is the live stream number. And, we're 6 minutes in. What I'm going to do is I'm going to replay Claude Anderson. That gives us about 2 minutes, and then we're going to start back in on our topic for today.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't going to be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economic. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry and put that pulls in your money and hold that money and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for at least. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money from the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 0.0005% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about something like about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You know, you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March, boy, who cares? Marching, they never changed anything.
Okay, all right, back. Today's podcast is titled Hopkins Park, Mother Baltimore, and Community Curation, 619-768-2945. Now, as we announced Sunday and yesterday, and the last couple of nights on Pleasant 7 Strictly Business Podcast, we have a phase of our project. We're in the process of purchasing 5 acres of land in the state of Illinois. Now, for a little morning inspiration and direction, let's see what some people did before us. Let me go to, oh man. Okay. We'll have to do it this way. Okay, we'll start with Mother Priscilla Baltimore. Mother Priscilla Baltimore, this is a headline. Mother Priscilla Baltimore may have founded the first free new African community, Brooklyn, Illinois, which exists today, from Freedom Village. Okay, Brooklyn, Illinois is a small, predominantly African-American town just across the Mississippi River from St. Louis. What little revenue the town brings in comes mostly in from strip clubs, but there's more to Brooklyn than that. Archaeologists from the Illinois State Archaeological Survey have been digging for evidence of Brooklyn's pre-Civil War past, trying to solve some of the mysteries about its origins. Like Alton, Illinois, its neighbor about 20 miles upriver, Brooklyn appears to have played a role in the Underground Railroad, the secret network of routes and safe houses that African Americans used to escape from slavery. but there are lingering questions about Brooklyn's early days, and what was life really like for the first African Americans to settle there. Oral tradition tells one story, written records another. State archaeologists are hoping they can resolve some of the apparent contradictions and get Brooklyn listed on the National Register of Historic Places from the town's importance in African American history. The most recent dig, well, let me skip down from archaeological dig, okay. This is important. The most recent dig was at a corner of 6th and Madison Streets. The archaeologists were looking for evidence from this simple wood frame house. Let me read that again. The simple wood frame house that stood there in the mid-1800s. It belonged to Priscilla Baltimore, a former slave who came to what is now Brooklyn, Illinois, and who may have founded one of the first black communities in the United States. As the story goes, in 1829, a woman named Priscilla Baltimore led 11 American families from Missouri, a slave state, to Illinois, where slavery was illegal. Only 11 people. Doesn't take much. Priscilla Baltimore, a former slave, came to the area from Brooklyn and founded a Freedom Village, which is basically a community where the residents could determine their own destiny. If that 1829 date is correct, it would make Brooklyn, Illinois, one of the earliest free black settlements to have survived to present day here in 2019. Even though slavery was technically illegal in Illinois at the time, the state had black codes that restricted the lives of African Americans. If there was a Freedom Village in Brooklyn, okay, it would have likely have been clandestine, because anyone there who had escaped slavery would have lived under the threat of being recaptured. Okay, let's see. Mother Priscilla Baltimore was born in Bourbon County, Kentucky in 1801. The child of a white slave owner and one of his slaves. Her father sold her into slavery at age 10. She was eventually bought by a Methodist missionary who ultimately allowed her to buy her own freedom, which, according to newspaper accounts, took 7 years. Archaeologist Miranda Yancey Bailey did the most historical research in a recent archaeological dig in Brooklyn, Illinois. She said once Baltimore, Priscilla Baltimore that is, was able to buy her way out of slavery, she went looking for her father, who by that time had moved from Kentucky to southern Missouri. She tracked him down and purchased her mother's freedom, Yancey Bailey said, from her father. Baltimore had helped found the AME Church in Brooklyn with the help of a well-known circuit riding missionary, William Paul Quinn, from whom the Brooklyn Chapel is named. She also found She also helped found the St. Paul's AME Church in St. Louis. These are some very valuable nuggets. Okay, All right. Here are the things I want to take away, at least for this podcast. He is a former slave. who purchased her own freedom. So anybody in her bloodline is not going to get any reparations, but that's another podcast. She decided to get her own reparations. So she purchased herself, she purchased her freedom, along with 11 other people, got to Illinois, a free state, bought some land, talking about cooperative economics. The 11 of them got together the funds to buy some land and found what was called back then a freedom village. Some people call them black towns, but a freedom village, which is now today known as Brooklyn, Illinois. Let's look at Brooklyn, Illinois today. Let's get a read up on it. So here's a person with, in freedom villages, well, as I just say, more than likely clandestine because they didn't want to get recaptured. Brooklyn, Illinois. So you know what? We really don't have any excuses here in 2019. All right, Brooklyn, Illinois. All right, let's read up on it. What's happening with that? Okay. Brooklyn, Illinois, properly known as Lovejoy, is a village in St. Clair County, Illinois, located 2 miles north of the East St. Louis, Illinois, and 3 miles northeast of downtown St. Louis. It is the oldest incorporated It's the oldest town incorporated by African Americans in the United States. Its motto is founded by chance, sustained by courage. The mayor is Vera Banks Glasper. I'm going to work on getting her on this podcast. The population, rather, of Brooklyn, Illinois today is 729 people. 749 people. All right. And all right. A missionary AME church was established in the new settlement in 1836. This is some years ahead of 1865. Now known as Quinn's Chapel AME, its congregation is believed to have supported the Underground Railroad and aided fugitive slaves to freedom, together with the members of Antioch Baptist Church in 1838. Let's see, history. According to oral history and tradition, by 1829, Mother Priscilla Baltimore led a group of, 11 families. So that sounds around about 22 people minimum. Still not a whole lot. Composed of both fugitive and free African Americans to flee slavery in St. Louis, Missouri. They crossed the Mississippi River to the free state of Illinois, where they established a freedom village. Ah, got it. All right. I originally thought that the town was called Freedom Village, but it was a freedom village was any settlement that was set up by runaway slaves or former slaves. Okay. And it, the name is Brooklyn. Okay. In the American Bottoms, Mother Baltimore was said to have purchased her freedom as an adult from her master, who was a father. She also bought the freedom of members of her family. Born in Kentucky, she tracked down her white father to Missouri and bought her mother's freedom from him. The earliest black families included Anderson, the Andersons, Sullivan, Singleton, Wilson, Cox, Wyatt, and Carper. In 1837, five white abolitionists platted the land and created an unincorporated nearly all black town. Thomas Osborne was one of them, and he is documented as having lived in the area for decades. Priscilla Baltimore built a house on his former land, which she occupied from 1851 to 1872. All right, there's some more because I don't want to run out of time here. Okay, so 1836. So, all right, 1836. That's 183 years ago that she and 11 families, some on the run, establishes. Now, 1865 minus 1836, 29 years of the 13th Amendment. These were some progressive people. All right. Once again, if they can do it then, we don't have any excuses now. Let's go quickly, before we run out of time, Hopkins Park. I know that one in my head. Okay. Hopkins Park, Illinois, was a family of about, and I'll look it up just to double check, triple check, a family of about 15 people, parents, and maybe I think they had 13 kids. That's why I'm looking it up right now. Matter of fact, I have found it, so let's read so we can be accurate here while we got a little bit of time left. These are people with no internet, no USA Today, no smartphones, no computers, no tablets. Okay, here we go. Man, they don't have the history here. They have a population of around 603 people. Let's get some history here. History. I just came from that. Well, I'll tell you what I know. Family of about 15 people, two parents and about 13 kids, with a Conestoga wagon and on foot, traveled from North Carolina to Illinois. I think they bought 20 acres of land. Either 20 acres or 40 acres, one or two. They bought it. No government gave it to them. No entitlement programs. And they established their own town. This is a family established their own town, which grew into Hopkins Park, which also sprung off into Pembroke, Illinois. So Hopkins Park has a population of 603. Pembroke, Illinois, I think, has a population of about 2,000. And I got a chance to visit both of them. I did one in the same practically this past October. Okay, let me go back to my studio. We're purchasing 5 acres of land in that neck of the woods in the Hopkins Park, Pembroke area. Pleasant Stephens is heading up a tour this coming Saturday. You'll need to get in touch with him directly. And that's the way we're answering questions at this point, too. Hook up with Pleasant Stephens. Meet them down there this coming Saturday, and get all the particulars straight from him, so you can actually see the land. And some people that contacted me yesterday, I will forward you his number. Here's what we got so far. There's a membership application. We haven't sent those out yet. The tour is free this coming Saturday. If you're interested, you don't have to have any money yet. But I'm just giving you a heads up on this. $2,500 membership. What do you get for that? Well, part of what you get is a quarter acre of land. That's what the tour, the show and tell tour is about this coming Saturday. It's the first one, won't be the last one. Okay. So, you can tune in to Pleasant Stephens tonight on this podcast, Strictly Business, at 7:30 Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. And on that note, that's it for today.
Virginia Lottery has three new Let's Make a Deal games, a print and play, a scratcher, and an online game. Play the game show for yourself today. Visit VALottery.com/deal. Let's Make a Deal, licensed by Fremantle, all rights reserved.